Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, moving along in Perek Elu Treifas. So Perek Elu Treifas began Elu Treifas Behema, that we had the Mishnah that said Elu Ksheirois Behema. We had the Mishnah on daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph that discussed Elu Treifos Ba'oif. We now have the next segment of the sugya, and that is the Mishnah that discusses Elu Ksheirois Ba'oif. So, the Elu Mishnah, the Elu Ksheirois Ba'oif, the following are wounds, illnesses, things that there would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoshal Havamina, that maybe are Treifos, stating that they're in the less infamous list. They are Ksheirois Ba'oif, says the Mishnah, Nikva HaGargeres, in the event that there is a Nekev in the Gargeres. So if the Kana has a Nekev, the Halach is, it's not going to be a Treifa. Why would you think it's a Treifa? Throughout Chulin, only if it's Beroif is there halacha that it's going to be a treifa. Bachatzi kana pagum, we know, is never a treifa. So the Rishayim speak out, it's because we're dealing with an oif. And there would have been a havamina that maybe the chayas of an oif is more vulnerable. And therefore, just like a nekev in the veshet by a behemoth is considered a treifa, maybe a nekev in the gageris by an oif is considered a treifa. That's why the Mishnah tells me that it's actually not. Ushinistaga, same chiddish, in the event that there's a crack that goes vertically on the gargaris, that too is something that you would have thought maybe should be considered a treifa. It's not going to be considered. Hiks the chulda roish b'makom she'no is a treifa. In the event that a chulda, a weasel, hits the oif on its head, but in an area that doesn't make it a treifa. So this is in contrast to the previous Mishnah that said that if a chulda would hit a bird on the head, b'makom she'oisa oisa treifa, then the halach is, it would be a treifa. If it's b'makom she'ena oisa oisa treifa, then it's not a treifa. What is the determining factor? So we saw Rashi already in the previous daf. If it's keneged ha'moyach, if it's near the brain, then it's oisa oisa treifa. And if it's another part of the head, then it wouldn't be an issue. Nikev ha'zefek, in the event that the zefek, in English, the crop, we'll see a lot more about that in the daf, of the bird has a nekev, the halach is it's kosher. Rebbe Yemi, Rebbe says, not only if it has a nekev, is it going to be kosher? But afilu nitel, even if the zefek is completely removed, it's still going to be kosher. In the event that the bnei me'ayin, so the intestines of the oif, are right now protruding from the actual oif, as long as they don't have a hole in them, the halach is it's going to be kosher. Nishtabru gapel, Rashi says, in the event that the bone of the wings, it's not the wing itself, but it's the etzem of the wing, if it breaks, nishtabru raglel, or if the foot, the bone of the foot breaks, nimritu knafel, or if the feathers snapped, all these cases would also be examples of treifos that you would have thought maybe are issues, but are really kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not so poshet that if the feathers are removed, it's going to be kosher. There is a feather that's a problem. In other words, not all feathers were created equally. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nitla hanoitza." The noitza in English is the down. So think of a down coat. That's the layer that's immediately on top of the skin of the oif. It's actually viewed as the skin of the oif. And it's for that reason, it's not just a feather, it's the skin. Oh, the animal was skinned. That's already an issue. Psula, the halacha is, in that case, it's going to be possible. Bottom line is, this is the second list as it relates to oifas. The first was an Amid Aleph, Elu Treifas Oifas. The second is, here an Amid Beis, the Elu Ksheirois Be Oifas, says the Gemara. So the first part of the Gemara's analysis of the Mishnah is going to focus on the Zefek. So the Mishnah began, Elu Ksheirois Ba'oif Nikva HaGargeres Oish Nistaga. Gargeres is one of the themes of the entire Masechta Chulin. The Gemara is not going to delve into this. Hiksa Chulda Roisha Mokim Sheina Oisa Treifa, that we already know from the previous Mishnah, because the Mishnah compares and contrasts different parts of the head, where if a weasel hits it, in one place it would be a Treifa, the other place it wouldn't be a Treifa. The first real Dovashen is Chadesh in this Mishnah is the Zefek. It's the crop of the oif. And in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Nikev HaZefek is Ksheira. Rebbe takes it a step further. He says, Afilu Nita, even if it's completely removed. By the way, you see from Rebbe what the Shita of the Tanakam is, what the Shita of the Chachamim is. And that is only Nikev Hazefek. But if it's Nitel, if it was completely removed, in that instance, it's actually going to be a Treifa. But the bottom line is, the Zefek of the Oif is an important part of its anatomy as it relates to Treifas. So what exactly is the Zefek? So again, in English, it's the crop. This is not the crop of, say, the Zerum fame. This is the crop of Elu Treifas fame. And in layman's terms, it's the bottom of the esophagus. So the oif has a veshet, it has an esophagus just like a behemoth does. And immediately underneath the veshet, there's this area that almost to the layman looks a little bit like it's part of the veshet, but it's its own little territory. It's known as the zefek. What does the oif use the zefek for? It uses it to store food. So apparently, an oif has the ability to eat a lot of food in one shot, even though it takes time to digest the food, which you would think would slow the animal down. But what the oif does is it eats, it eats, it eats, and it stores it. So it's just like you can go to the supermarket, you can buy food faster than you could eat it. The oif is actually able to eat food faster than it's able to digest it. And it has this little pantry, it has this little storage area inside its anatomy. It's called the zefek. It's right on the bottom of the veshet. As a matter of fact, we're going to see the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the cutoff point. How do you know where you have a veshet versus where you have a zefek? L'may nafkemina? Oh, huge nafkemina. A nekev in the veshet is a treifa. A nekev in the zefek l'choladeus is going to be kosher. So you have to know where the veshet ends and where the zefek begins. But that's, again, beinenu, as amateurs, what the zefek is supposed to be. Either way, the first Gemara over here is going to discuss the zefek. Tanu Rabbanan Abrais. Ma'isa Rab Simoy Rab Tzadik. Shokul Abishan Abalitza Rab Simoy Rab Tzadik. They went to make a leap year in Loit. V'shofsu ba'oinoi. And they spent Shabbos in Oinoi. So, and it was a town. V'hiru b'tarpachas k'rebi b'zefek. And when they were there, they paskin regarding a tarpachas, like Rebbe, regarding the zefek. Now, this is a little bit of an oxymoron. A tarpachas is the uterus of the animal. So, obviously, a female animal, and this is the uterus of the animal. The zefek, we just said, is the crop. So, they paskin by the tarpachas, like Rebbe by the zefek. Now, by the way, what does Rebbe even hold by the zefek? Afilu nita. Even if it was completely removed, it's not going to be a treifa. But something's a little unclear. It says the Gemara Yibay Elohu, the Bnei Yeshiva, Taka weren't sure what exactly happened over here. They didn't know how to read these words. Hayru betarpachas k'rebi bezefek. They had two tzadim. Did they paskin betarpachas li'isura? Meaning, hayru betarpachas li'isura. They paskin that in the event of behemoth, not a knife, in the event any behemoth loses its uterus, it's considered aser, which by the way, Rashi says, this is a machlokes tanam. Rashi is mitzayin from all places, a Mishnah, a Masechta Sanhedrin, daf lamed beis amud aleph. How would this come to Sanhedrin lamed beis amud aleph? Because the Mishnah over there tells a story about Reb Tarfin, who paskin, there was a shaylof, he made a mistake, and it's negay when dayanim make mistakes. But either way, that's a sugya. Whether an animal that loses its tarpachas is considered a treif or not considered a treif. So one side was, hayru petarpachas li'isura. Additionally, kirebi bezefek le'atera, they also paskin like Rebbe as it relates to zefek, that nite la'zefek is going to be mutter. So they said two things. This is the first side in the Yibaya. Hayru betarpachas le'isura, kirebi bezefek lehetera. Oidom, or maybe no. Hayru betarpachas lehetera, kirebi. It's one psak that they made. They paskin with regards to the tarpachas that it's mutter. But instead of just saying hayru betarpachas that it's mutter, it was like a tzushtal. The tzushtal was just like Rebbe holds nitel hazefek by an oifus kasha, so too nitel hatarpachas is also going to be kosher. But here is an interesting knech that the Gemara has in this side in the Yibayah. But it's very possible that as it relates to Shitas Rebbe in the Zefik itself, maybe they wouldn't hold that way. The bottom line is two Stodim had to understand V'hayru b'tarpachas k'rebi b'zefek. One side is, it was two psakim. Hayru b'tarpachas li'isura, like Rav Tarfin, Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, k'rebi b'zefek, the Mishnah and Chulin Unvav Amid Beis. And on this side, not only is it two psakim, but they hold like Rebbe. So this has significance in our sugya because we have a mice, Rab Simai, Rab Tzadik, that they paskin like Rebbe. Inami, it could be it was one psak. The psak was not like Rav Tarfin and Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. To the contrary, they were paskining that in the event that an animal loses its tarpachas, it's going to be mutter. So what did they mean when they said Karebi Bezefek? They're paskining about a tarpachas. Instead of simply saying they paskin that the tarpachas if it was removed, is mutter. We have like a mashal, ki Rebbe bezefek, that just like, according to Rebbe, nitel hazefek is going to be mutter, so too this is going to be mutter. And by the way, if that's the case, it's one psak, the psak is regarding the tarpachas, never paskin like Rebbe. If anything, it's yitachin al karebi bezefek lo spirulu, that they didn't even hold like shnitas Rebbe. Bottom line is, intricate ibaya, with a very straightforward answer, and that is, teiku, tishbi, yitaretz, kutshiyaz v'ibayis. More about the zefek. Amar Rab. The roof of the zefek has a din of a veshet. In other words, a nekev in the zefek is not a trefa, but a nekev in the gag of the zefek is going to be a trefa. Says the Gemara Heichel. Where exactly is the roof of the zefek? So as the zefek starts tapering, Rashi says, and becomes a little bit narrower, and it merges together with the veshet, that's where the gag is, and there the halach is, even though it's technically part of the zefek, but if there's a nekev over there, it's going to be nidan kevashet. So the crop, the zefek, is a little wider. It's broader than the esophagus. It's broader than the veshet. But there's an area where the lanes merge a little bit, where it starts tapering off. That area where it's nimtachim, where it starts tapering off, is technically part of the zefek. So if somebody made a neder, koinim zefek alai, you wouldn't be able to have anah from it. But at the same time, it's nidan keveshet. That area has a din veshet, so that if there's a nekev in hilchas treifas, it would be a problem. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned that in the event that it was yotzu b'nei me'yeh, if the intestines of the animal came out, the late nikvah, as long as there was no nekev, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. If when the intestines were put back in the animal, so they were put back in the same way they came out, meaning you didn't flip it around, so that the bottom part would be on the top, and the top part would be in the bottom. But if when it was put back in, it was flipped around, treif would be a treif, except the pasuk says, "Hu ascha vayechinu neka." And we learn from there, "Malami chvar kodesh baruch hu kaininis v'adam." When a kodesh baruch hu created man, he didn't create a varim. Rashi says, "Kaininis is miloshin kan." What's a kan? A stand, a base, a basis. A kodesh baruch hu created a varim, and there's a basis on them. And really, the aver needs the basis, and it has to be on the right side. So we learn from them that if they would flip to the level, it would literally be a treifa. So as much as yatsu meyeh, as long as there's no neck, if you put it back in, everything's going to be okay. But you have to make sure you put it in the right way, because otherwise it's going to be a treifa mitzad something else. Mitzad hu ascha vayichayna neck. It has to be lying on top of its gan. Tanya, a tiny digression. Hayra meyoyim, Ramei used to say, hu ascha vayichayna neck. We learn from there, crack at the kulabay, that Klal Yisrael is like a city that has everything inside of it. So think of a metropolis, a city where you can buy anything, right? The old derflech versus the big cities. Klal Yisrael as an ummah is the equivalent thereof to a city that has everything inside of it. It's a kraka de kulabe. Mimenu kayanov, mimenu neviyov, mimenu sarov, mimenu melachov. We don't have to import any of these positions and these stellars. We have it all inside of us. Shenemar, and another pasuk that brings out this idea is mimenu pina, mimenu yasek. This is a pasuk in Zechariah that says that all these things, the corner, the pegs, they're all part of us. What's us? It's referring to Klal Yisrael. That's the nimshal over there in that nevuah of Zechariah. And Rameir said that that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Hu ascha vayichayna neka." It's referring to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, vayichayna neka. Means that he made us b'shleimus, that everything that we need is included in us. Either way, we return to our regular program after that tiny bit of a break. That is treifas again. We're dealing with yatsu bnei meyeh v'loy nikvu harezu k'sherin. The Gemara tells a story. Don't try this at home. Hu arma d'chazal hu gafa. There was an arma that saw a certain person, the nafal me'igru la'arav, who fell from a roof down to the ground. Paka kresiv enafik mayane. And when he fell, his stomach split open, and his meayim, his intestines, came out. Asi lebrei b'shachti kamei. This person was dying. It was a very bad situation. And what he needed to do was, he needed to figure out a way to get his meayim back inside his guf. And apparently he couldn't do this in the old-fashioned surgical way, so he had to pull a trick out of his hat. So he calls this person who just fell, son, v'shachtei kameh. He says, come here, I got to do something. And he pulls out a knife, and they're all looking, and he shachts him, but he didn't really do it. So The Gemara did it. Bachus Seinayim. He did it with the magic. Either way, when the person saw his son being shachot, or at least that's what he thought he was looking at, ingid teisnach, he gave a krecht, right? He was a decent guy, and he krecht all the mayone, and that krecht somehow causes me'ayin to come back into his guf. V'chayte lekrese, and then the Aramean went, and he quickly sewed him up, he stitched him up, he did surgery, didn't even need anesthesia. This was an incredible, you gotta write this up in a medical journal somewhere, or maybe not. But either way, this is the mice that happened over here with this Aramean. Said the Mishnah, another example of something that you would have, could have, should have thought as a treifa that's really not a treifa is nishtabru raglas. In the event that the oif breaks a leg, the halacha is, it's going to be kashas. So there was a basket that was full of oifas that all had broken legs. Seems like somebody took a whole basket of oifas out of the rehab facility and ships them out. I don't know how this happened, but you have a tzana de inkuri, and they all came limping into Rava. Banke Rava. And Rava looked at all these oifas, he was baitik them, pitzoymes agidin. And he looked at the infamous Tzedek Sagimen, and when he saw that everything was okay, he went ahead and he said it was kosher. This is a very important Gemara, and this is something that's going to be a topic in the course of the daf. But what's Pasha Pshat in this Maisa? The Mishnah said, Nishtabru Aglaras Ksheir. So you would have thought that if you bring a Tzana de Inkure to Rava, Rava's going to say, it's kosher. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. What's the Shaila? But Rava didn't just rely on the Psak of the Mishnah. Rava said that before I'm Materet, I have to check the Tzimis Agidim. I have to make sure that they're okay. If the Tzimis Agidim are in place, then it's going to be good, and if not, not. So what exactly are the Tzimis Agidim? So Rashi says the Tzimis Agidim are this complex web of tendons. Rashi says, Shisha also chutin kayamim, on the foot area of the bird. If you look it up, you'll see that this is considered the most complex part of the anatomy of the bird. And it's right around the area of like the pulka, the foot of the tarnagoilus of the bird. And Rava held that in as much as if the foot of the oif breaks, it wouldn't make it a treifa. But if something tore by the tzimis hagidin, that's an integral part of the oif, and that already would be a treifa. Meaning, you can't live yud beis chodesh, or whatever the definition of treifa is. So Rava said, nishtab ragla is kosher, but only if the tzimis hagidim are in place. So that's why Rava had to be boitik tzimis hagidim to make sure that everything was going to be okay. Again, we'll see more about the tzimis hagidim in the course of the daf. Zok tigamara. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Yehuda said the name of Rav Shmuta Siyad Behema. In the event that the bone on the hand of a behema, right? So when you talk of the hand, you mean the foreleg, right? So if the bone slipped out of place, it was dislocated, ksheira, it's going to be kosher, it's not considered a treif. Shmutas yarech ba'oif treif. If the yarech, the thigh of an oif, slips out of place, it's considered a treif. Shmutas gaf ba'oif treif. Additionally, if the bone by the wing slips out of place, it's also a treif. And the reason is, chayshinon, as it relates to shmutas gaf, ba'oif shem nikva harei. Because the lung of the oif is very close to that bone, and if it slips out of place, a good chance that it slipped in the direction of the rea, and it punctured the rea. So three things. Shmutas yad bebehema kshera, shmutas yerech ba'oif treifa, shmutas gaf ba'oif is also a treifa, and the reason that last thing is a treifa is chayshinon shema nikva harei. Shmuel HaMashmuel said that in the event that the gaf of the oif slips out of place, tibadeg, you don't automatically make it a treifa, because we just said it's not be'etzem a treifa. The reason that treifa is because we're concerned that maybe something happened to the rea. Okay, so check. Do a bedika. It's one of the themes of Eilat Treifas. You could do bedika sometimes. So you have a right to go ahead and do a bedika. The Chenam Rabbi Yochanan Tibadik. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Tibadik. So on the topic of the Reya of a knife, the Gemara now is going to digress a little bit. Chizkiya said, Ein Reya La'if. Now, what exactly this means? So we're going to give it away. Ein Reya La'if means that oif has no Reya. Stating that, we'll see the Gemara is going to have to go through a few hoops before we actually get to that maskana. But Chizkiya said there's no reya for a knife. Rabbi Yochanan, it does. The yeshna And not just that, it looks like a rose petal, and it's ben agapayim, it's in between its wings. Says, what did Chizki mean when he said ein re'elav? Even the less called, did it mean literally that there is no lung? So an oif doesn't have lungs. It's not true. Cut open an oif and you're going to see it has lungs. Maybe what it means is that a nekev in the re'ah by an oif is not going to be considered trefa. Even though nikva re'ah is a trefa by behemo, but maybe not by oif, but the Gemara says it can't be. Svatani Levi, trefa shamaru chachamim bebehemo, connect them by oif. Anything that's a trefa by behemo is a trefa by oif. Yes, ralei an oif. In fact, if has more than that, nishbar ha'etzem, if the etzem of the gogoyles broke, afapish le'nikev krum shal noyach, even though the krum, the membrane surrounding the brain wasn't punctured, that lach is considered trefa. By behemo, it's not. Only if it's nikva krum shal noyach, but when it comes to a knife, it is. But the bottom line is, what did Chizki mean? He meant ein re'ah loif, that it doesn't have a knife. Not true. It's fake news. It does have a re'ah. Did he mean that nekev in the re'ah is not a nekev? That's kinegi the Messiah. Everybody knows. Whatever's considered a trefa by a behema is also a knife. It's just yes or a knife. But for sure, whatever is by a behema is by a knife. So what could he have possibly mean? Says the Elo, maybe what he meant was, ein loy, loy li nafel, but loy li chomer. Could be what he meant to say was that in the event that an animal falls, is a nafula, or if an animal lands in fire, where the halach is you do bedikas, as we learned a lot about in previous staffin, it could be the bedika of the oif in that situation doesn't have to include the re'ah. So ordinarily you would have to be baidik the re'ah. Ain re'ah l'oif, in the event that's in a fula, or it was somehow singed by fire, over there you wouldn't have to do the bedika. Says the Gemara, it's probably what he meant, and it actually makes sense to say that. My time, because I can even rationalize. There's a lot of ribs that protect the re'ah of the oif. That's probably what Chizki meant. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Rabbi Yochanan was chaylik on Chizki. He said that an oif does have a re'ah. And what did he say? He didn't just say, oh yes, it has a re'ah. He added, v'yeshno ke'ola shalvera denagapayim. He told you what it looks like. He told you where to find it. B'chal d'chizki yisav, but the last day, it's not d'chizki yisav. Meaning, if the machloik is when Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is, does it have a re'ah, does it not have a re'ah, Rabbi Yochanan is making sense. He's saying, it does, and let me tell you what it looks like, let me tell you where you're going to find it. But if everyone's moided has a re'ah, that's not the sugya. The shaila just is, if it falls, you have to be baidik the re'ah. So then why is he telling you all this information about the re'ah? We know the mitzias of what the re'ah is. El it's muchach. It's muchach from Rabbi Yochanan's response to Chizkiya that Chizkiya must have held that ein re'ah l'oif, period. What's the kasha? V'kol chazino d'islay. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to answer this kasha by saying, Amri b'marav, and Shreit b'chanino, what they said, and it's all in the Reitz b'chanino. That b'dvarav shal beribi, Chizkiya was sometimes referred to as beribi. Right, we know there's a whole shaila, Stiris and Rashi, is beribi a real name, or is beribi the Gadol Hadar. In this case, the real name is Chizkiya. So obviously, Beribi means the Gadol Hadar. But Midvarav Shal Beribi Nikesh Ene Baki V'Tarnagoylam. It's pretty obvious that he wasn't a Baki in Tarnagoylam. Rashi says, Ene Roga Lechol Tarnagoylam. He used to not eat chicken. L'vichol Yodem Yeshlam Reya. See, no, meaning if he used to eat chicken, he would have known that it has a Reya. But he probably didn't eat chicken, that's why he didn't know it. And then Rashi says, V'Lashem B'dichusahu. We're just being a little sarcastic. We're just having a little bit of fun. This is a Lashem B'dichusahu. He didn't eat chicken. If he didn't eat chicken, he probably should known there's a re'ah, but the bottom line is mitzvah shal beribi nikah that he didn't know was tutzich inside the re'ah. Says the Gemara, Amarav Huna Amarav Shmutas Yerech Ba'ev Ksher. Really, this halacha is going to escort us deep into Amid Beis. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and the names matter, by the way. So again, Amarav Huna Amarav, not just the Rav part of Amarav Huna Amarav, but the Rav Huna part of Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So Rav Huna says in the name of his great Rabbi Rav, that in the event that the thigh of the oif slips out of place, it's dislocated, kshera, it is going to be kasha. Now if you remember, the Gemara brought earlier on the Amid, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, three halachas, shmutas yad v'dehem kshera, shmutas yerech ba'oif, trefa. And that was also Rav, but it was Rav Yehuda Amarav. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, if you mechaber these two Gemaras, Shmitas Yerech b'oif treifa, Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Shmutas Yerech b'oif sheir. It's a kasha. Yeah, it's a good kasha. You know who asks the kasha? The Gemara. Amalei Rabba bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. So Rabba bar Rav Huna was Rav Huna's son, as the Tata Rav Huna. He said, my hilga Tata, but Rabbanan the Asumi Pumpadisa. But the Rabbanan that came from Pumpadisa, Amru, they said, the Rav Yehuda, Mishmei the Rabba, Mashmut Zerach Be'ev Trefa. They said, over the name of the Rosh Hashiva Pumpadisa, who was the great Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said Mefurish, just the opposite. What's going on over here? How could you, Tata, say, in the name of Rav Shmuta Tziach Ba'iv Ksheira, and Pumpadisa, everyone's saying over there, Rav Yehuda, we know is a Talmud Muvik of Rav, he's telling everybody that Rav Shmita is Shmuta Tziach Ba'iv Trefa, Amalei. So Rav Huna told his son, Bri, my entire son, you calling me my Helega Tata, I'm calling you my entire son, Nahara, Nahara, Upashte. There are different rivers in the world, and all rivers flow differently, right? No two rivers flow the same way. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi says that what Rav Huna was telling his son was that I was mekabel the real Shita of Rav. Shita's Rav is Shmutas Yarech Pa'iv Ksher. You want to know why in Pumpadisa they're saying the other way? Because Rav knew that in Pumpadisa they were machmer. They had a chumr in treifas, and they held that in the event that the thigh of the oif slips out of place, they held this possible. And it's for that reason Rav didn't want to be mekel, because he knew that they were machmirim. So in Pumpadisa, he takas said possible. Nahara naru pashte. Just like rivers in different locations flow differently, sometimes a Rav is going to paskin differently in different locations. So depending on what zip code or what coast he's on, that might determine exactly how he's going to issue the psak. But the psak I was mekabel is shitas Rav, really? What he said in Pumpadisa was just preaching to the choir a little bit. He didn't want to be mekel b'makim shehachmiru, and that's why, in Pumpadisa they were machmer, that's why he said what he said. That's why this rumor is only coming from Pumpadisa, right? You notice it's not coming from anywhere else, because it's only in Pumpadisa that he said this. Ozer Rab Abba, Ash Gechele Rab Yirmiya Bar Abba, Tekabodik B'tzayim Yisagidim. Rab Abba once met Rab Yirmiya Bar Abba, and he saw that he was being baidik in the time of Sagidim. So what happened? What happened was an oif had some sort of injury. And when it injured itself, you have to make sure that the animal's not a treifa. So Rabbi Yirmiya Abba is looking at the time of Sagidim to make sure there's no issue. Now, what's the basis for this idea of being baidik in the time of Sagidim? This is Rava, earlier on the Yomid, where even though the Mishnah says that if an oif breaks a leg, the halachas is not going to be considered a treifa, but it's assuming the time of Sagidim are going to be in place. So again, Rav Abba sees Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, it's all part of the same story, and he sees that he's being baidik in the time of Sagidim. Amalei, Rav Abba tells Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Lamalei Lamar Kulei Hai, why are you doing this? For Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that if the Yerech slips out of place, it's going to be kasha. So what's the kasha? The assumption is that if the thigh bone slips out of place, the halachas it's kosher, then for sure that tzaymis hagidin, if something happens to it, it's going to be kosher. The lumdus of it is, the maksha holds that the dislocation of an aver is the equivalent thereof to the aver almost not being there. Now the yerech is higher up on the oif than is the tzaymis hagidin. Tzaymis hagidin are on the bottom, by the foot area. The yerech is a little higher than that. So if nishmit the Yerech, Ba'if Ksheira, who said this? Rav. Didn't Rav say, Apostle? That was Rav Huna Marav in Pumpadisa. But Rav Huna Marav, that's the Ikra Halacha. So heels, that's kosher. Then, for sure, was Tutzich underneath it has to be kosher. So why are you being Baidik in the time of Sagidin? I know this is Rav's, Inyan, but why are we doing this? How does it stem with Rav's Halacha? If Rav al Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira, then there's no reason that if something happened to the Tzaymi Sagidin, it should be a problem. Amalais, Rabbi Yirmiya Abba told Rabbi, I hear you, Kasha, but I'm not Masnis in Yodana. Ich weiß a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah with Kamon and Dachayim Vav Amadal. Behema Shnech Tachurag Leo, a Behema whose foot got caught. Min Arkub Lamath. If it's underneath the joint, Shev, it's going to be Kasha. Min Arkub Lamailo. If it's above the joint, so it's going to be possible. We need is the next line. Dechein Shenitel Tzaymi Sagidin. Additionally, if the Tzaymi Sagidin were caught, they're somehow removed, the Allah is, it's going to be a problem. Now this Mishnah is talking about a behemo. Rav Allah, Rav, Alzeh Anu Donin said, V'chein Ba'if. The same is going to be true as relates to Raif. So you ask me why I'm checking the Tzaymi Sagidin, you ask me a kasha from Rav, I don't know. Rav holds, you have to check the Tzaymi Sagidin. It's a Mefurish Rav. It's a Mishnah by behemo. Rav extended it to a knife as well. But the Gemara says, one second, Yochi kasha the Rav the Rav. So, Rav Abba told Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, I hear your response, but now I'm confused. Kasha the Rav the Rav. Ishtik. So Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba is not Rav Ishtik. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba was Ishtik. He was quiet. So there's this awkward silence. And Rav Abba says, Amalei. Rav is the one who asked the kasha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbah is not answering the kasha. So he told him, "Dimushani lebein shmuta lechatucha." Maybe my hanocha is a little mistaken. I assume that dislocation is the equivalent of it not being there. And if the yerech is dislocated, so it's as if anything beneath it is not even in the guf. So how could it be that if something happens to the tzaymes agidin, it's going to be a problem? If nishvat hayerech is not a problem, then v'shur nechtach tzaymes agidin shouldn't be a problem. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe a dislocation is not a geshmak azach, and in certain situations, it can render treifa, but at the same time, it's not the same as nechtach. So nishvat hayerech, even though it's higher up, is still kosher. And nechtach tzaymes agidin, even though it's lower, is still going to be possible. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbah told Rabbi Abba, "V'at mafresh shmeitzer de Rav." What you're explaining, what Rav said, as if this is your own chiddush. Beferish amar Rav. That's another way of saying you mechaven to Rav. Rav said this mefurish. Shmuta ksheira, chatucha psula. Yes, shmuta is going to be kosher, but chatucha, and not just chatucha of the yerech, even the tzemes agidin, even then it's going to be possible. Al tatamo, and don't be taken aback by this. Shari choitcha mikanu meitzcha choitcha mikanu v'choisa. You find even by chatucha itself, you can't compare chatucha to chatucha. And by the way, Rashi, yes, sometimes if you cut higher up, it's kosher, and if you cut lower down, it's possible. So all these hanachas that we're making to ask this kasha, really, Nabuchach, the bottom line is, it's for that reason, Rav can hold Shmutas Yerech Ba'ofes Ksheira, and at the same time, he could hold, if it was Nital Tzaymes Agidin, that loch is, it's going to be possible. So again, let's hit the pause button, because the story is going further. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'of Ksheira, and he told it to his son, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna told him, how could you say Shmutas Yerech Ba'of Ksheira? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'of is possible. So he told him, Nahara Nahru Pashte, which meant that Rav Huna Omar Rav, or Rav's real Shita is, that Shmutas Yerech Ba'of is kosher. The reason Rabbi Yehuda said possible, because in Pumpadisa they were machmer, Rav was machmer for the people in Pumpadisa. And then they told the story. Rabbi Abba met Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Rabbah. He saw he was being boidik to Tzaymes Agidin. And he said, being that Rav's real shita is the way Rav Huna said it, and that is Shmutas Yerech Ba'of Ksheira, so I have to be boidik to Tzaymes Agidin. If Shmutas Yerech is kosher, Kal V'chaymer to Tzaymes Agidin. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbah told him one thing. Ano masnisa yodana. He says, you want to know why I'm being baited to Tzaymes Agidin? Because it's a Mishnah that by Behem you have to be baited to Tzaymes Agidin. And Rav said, V'chein ba'if. So Abba said, I hear, but then kasha d'rava d'rav. Now I'm just confused because Rav said, Shmutas Yerech ba'if is kasha. And then he's telling me also that you have to be baited in the Tzaymes Agidin. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu didn't answer anything. So Rav said, you know, maybe the chilek is that Shmuta and Chatucha, what I thought are the same thing, are not mamish the same thing. And he told him 100%. Betherish Hamarav, you are Mechavin Terav. Says the Gemara, Kisalik Rabbi Abba. When this Rabbi Abba was the one who asked the Kasha and said the Teretz, the Rabbi was the one who couldn't understand why Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba was being Baidik in the Tzaymes Agidin. So Rabbi Abba himself was Zoich to go Teretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba is one of the Amiram, the one Teretz Yisrael. Ashkechela Rabbi Zeira, and he met Rabbi Zeira in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira was another one of the Amiram that was famously Zoich to go Teretz Yisrael. The Yasna the Kamar, and he saw Rabbi Zeira was sitting and he was saying the following. Amarav Hunamarav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif. Treifa. See how the names matter? So Reb Zera is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's saying that Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Treifa. But who's he saying in the name of? Rav. But who in the name of Rav? Rav Huna Amar Rav. Whoa. Amalei. Rav Abba turns to Reb Zera. Chaye Demar. I swear. Miyoyme de Salik Mar Lahach. From the day that Reb Zera left us in Bava, left us all behind in Chutz La'aretz, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. I remained in Bava, right? Havalon Pischon Per Kami de Rav Huna. He said, we discussed this sugya with Rav Huna in detail. Usha Ilne, and we asked him, what's his shita about Shitas Rav regarding Nishvat HaYorech? Vavalon Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira. Everybody knows this in Bava. I said, I'll tell you even better. I'll show you how much this is so true. Because Vashkachti Namad Rabbi Yemi Barab. I once met Rabbi Barab. We could do this fast. Yosef, a couple of the Kitzamis Akitim has been by the Samis Akitim. Actually, the Savo the Man Hodom Rav Huna Marab Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira. Do you not hold Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira? And if Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira, why do you have to be by the Samis Akitim? I'm only Anoma Sisi Dan. I'm just the Rabbi Manakov the Matak Shem and Akov the Man of Psuba. Change the Samis Akitim Barab. I love the Ba'if. So if you see clearly, Rav holds you have to be biting Tzaymes Agidin. I'm really, but I told him, Yochi Kasha the Rav of the Rav, Ishtik, he was quiet. Vakshile, and I told him, Vidoma Shani Le, the Rav, Ben Shmutu Lechatuk, Vamali Vat, Mefarsha Shmaitse the Rav, you think this is your Pshad and Rav, the famous Shama Rav, Rav Sena Mefurish, Shmutik Shere Chatuk Hapsula, Vat, Mabiyot. But either way, so, Rav Abba then turns to Rav Zeira. Exhales first and says, and what do you hold? Meaning, I'm telling you what I know about Rav Huna. I know that we handled the sugya with Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds the Shitas Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira. I even have a Maisa and a whole story how to reconcile Rav with Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Rabbah. But the bottom line is, in Bavel, everybody knows this. You're telling me, you're darshaning over here that Rav Huna's Shita is that Rav said Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif is really a treifa. Well, Ma Biyotcha, what do you know that I don't know? So Rav Zera told him, I'll tell you what I know that you don't know. Hachi Yom Rav Chiba Rashi, Yom Rav, Rav Chiba Achim's Geif, Rav Chiba Rashi. Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif, treifa. That's why I'm saying it. Meaning, I know that Rav Chiba Rav said it. Now, it doesn't mean Rav Huna said it, right? But I know Rav Chiba Rav said it, and I think this is the right girsa, even in, again, you discuss it with Rav Huna in detail. I can't really argue with that. But the bottom line is, you want to know why I'm darshining Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is treifa? Because I know it from Rav Chiba Rashi. Says the Gemara. By the way, V'chein Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rav Yechina. Right, you always want to know what the great Rabbi Yechanan has to say on such a yonim. Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Treif. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said, well, they have Rabbi Yechanan Basra, the Irubah Chavros, so that Teiro had Rabbi Yechanan been in the city, in the place where the Chaverim were matter, Lei Parches is a pun. He wouldn't have been Mifarcheses, right? So when you're learning the sugis of Treifis and Shchita, Parches is a good pun. But the point is, had Rabbi Yochanan been in the place where the Olam was being matter, Rashi, Lei Parches, Lei HaYoyochel Lodun Knaf. Rashi Mamish goes with the Mashal. He literally wouldn't have moved a wing. Ule Kanter Afilu Rembez. He wouldn't have said a word. What does this mean? Who are these chaverim that were matter that even though Rabbi Yochanan held as awesome, but he would have never expressed his iser in their presence? Dam Rab Chanino, Amar Rebbe, Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Ksheira. Rab Chanino said in the name of Rebbe that Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif is kosher. But Tarnagoylus, I Rab Chanino, and Rab Chanino had a Tarnagoylus, Shenishmeto Yerech Shalah, where the Yerech slipped out of place. They deal with Nei Rebbe, and they brought it to Rebbe, the Hitiriloi, and Rebbe said, you're allowed to eat it. Umolcha, Rab Chanino, Hotis Gazaltzin, Vahavi Moiriba, Halacha Talmidim, and he was saying regarding this, Oif, Zahitali Rebbe, Zahitali Rebbe. So the bottom line is, even though Rabbi Yechon was Mahmed, but Rabbi Yechon would have been in the presence of all these great men, he would have never been machmer. Says the Gemara, but less hooks of kol hanishmaitz, stating that the halacha is not like everything that we just said. Meaning, we just said very strongly. It sounds like that yish nishmat the yerech of the oif. The halacha is it's going to be mutter, right? I mean, that's certainly what it sounds like. Again, we have different stalder. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav, it's a treifa. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, it's Kasha, Rab Abba, Rab Yirmi, Bar Abba, they all went along with that. But then again, Rab Zera said that Rab Huna Amar Rav said that it's a treifa. And he heard it from Rab Chiya Barashi in the name of Rav. And even Rab Yochanan said it's a treifa. But Lamaisa, Rab Chanina heard in the name of Rebbe that it's a ksheira. That's why where the Gemara sort of lands is that it's kasha. Ad kidei kach, had Rab Yochanan been present, he wouldn't have said one word. Okay, so says the Gemara, V'les hilchas kachol ha'nishmaitza, elo ki hodo shol Rabbi Yosi ben Nehoroi, es Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rather, the halacha is, like Rabbi Yosi ben Nehoroi, ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, k'tir as kana bekamo, what is the shear of a nekev in the kana? Right? So if there's a nekev in the kana, what's the shear psul? Now we know chatzi kana pogum is kosher, but that's only where it's not punctured Adarach and Adarach, through and through. The question over here is, what would be if there's a Ketiris Kana where there's an actual puncture? It says the Gemara, Amalesi told the Mishnah, Shlemish Aninu, it's a Mishnah, Adke Isar Italki. Right, we know the Mishnah. As long as it's up to the Isar Italki, it's going to be Amalei. So he told him, Vali Rachel, Achas Haisa B'shchun Asenu. There was a Rachel, there was this female sheep that lived in our Gagan, She Nikter Kana Shala, who had this exact issue, V'asalu Krumin Shal Kana, and they made for her some sort of bandage for refuah, v'chosam, and she was able to live. Now we know treifa in a chaya, right? And still you see she was able to live. But the Gemara said, Amaloi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Va'alda at samuch, you're telling me that because you saw this rachel live, that would be a raya, that this is not a treifa? Va'aloi, I'll ask you a kasha. Halacha ravachas b'Yisrael, shmutas yerech ba'oif, treifa. That the Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is a treifa, stating that if Tangel says Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Shishin the Yerech Shalom, it's a real life story. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta the Tana had a Tarnagoylus where it was Nishmit of the Yerech, Va'asulah Shveiferish Al Kana, and they made for her, for this Tarnagoylus, a Shveiferish Al Kana against some sort of bandage made of reeds, V'chayis, and it was able to live. It's for sure a treifa, and treifa ain't a chaya. Ella say Rabbi Shua Malevi, my Yisrochemim, what do you have to say? Teich Shnei Masachay Deshava. It was probably within 12 months. No, how can I have a Teich Shnei Masachay Deshava? You can't bring any rice from the story. Of a Zokti Gemara. Even though I think we're coming out that as it relates to Shmutas Hayerech regarding Oif, Talach should be what? It should be Shera, stating that, you see from this story with Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, and from the way Reb Yeshua ben Levi said over the Maisa, that really this is something that should have been a treifa. In fact, he's even bringing a raya from here that don't tell me that because an animal is able to live, that's a raya, it's not a treifa, because I know the story of Shmutas Hayerech, where the halacha was, or the metzias was, that it was able to live. Elamai, Tarshay Masachaydish, but the point is, a lot of names, a lot of different sakim, but it sounds like where the Gemara lands on this, is that Shmutas Hayerech Pa'oif is going to be a treifa. So again, Rav Yehuda Marav said Shmutas Hayerech Pa'oif is going to be a treifa. Rav Huna Marav said Shmutas Hayerech Pa'oif is going to be ksheira. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna asked his father, how does it stem with what they're saying in Pumpadi? So he says, Nahara Naru Pashte. And then the Gemara told the whole story with Rav Abba and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, both presupposing that Shitas Ravish Shmutas Hayerech Pa'oif is going to be a ksheira. Right? Because what was the whole shock of Atariya? How do you reconcile the fact that Rav holds Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is Ksheira with the fact that Nechtach Tzaynus Agidin is going to be a problem? Im Timtzel Leymar, if you're going to tell me that Rav Shit is that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is really Treifa, then there's no Kasha. Okay, it all works very, very well. Teretz says they were all of the opinion that Shitas Rav is that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is really going to be Kasha. Stating that Rav Zeru was saying that Rav Huna Rav held that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is really a treifa. Rav Abba met him, and Rav Abba told him, there's no way. We spent a lot of time with Rav. We know this firsthand. I'm telling you, it's not the way it is. What emerged was is that Rav Zeira had heard it for Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So at the very least, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was of the opinion of Rav, maybe not Rav Huna, but Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is in the opinion that Rav Shit is that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is treifa. Rabbi Yochanan also held that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is treifa. But the Gemara said, had Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rebbe that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is kshera, he wouldn't have been mefarches. He wouldn't have moved a wing. He wouldn't have fluttered because he wouldn't know for sure that the Allah is its mutter. Stating that, the Gemara says, v'les hilchus ha-kachal ha-nishmaitza le-heter. Rather, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in a whole discussion of could a treifa live or not live and how long could it live, that really, the halacha is that Shmutas Yerech Pa'if is going to be a treifa. So the bottom line is, Shmutas Yerech Pa'if, ksheira, a treifa, I would ask my local rabbi, says the Gemara. So we just mentioned Reb Shimon ben Chalafta. Why did we mention him? Amru, Tarnagoylus hoysalay Reb Shimon Chalafta. Reb Shimon Chalafta had a Tarnagoylus, shenishmita Yerech Shalah, where its thigh slipped out of its place. And he went ahead and he made this bandage. He came up with some way to try to keep the thigh in place. It was actually able to live. It didn't live Yud Beis Chodesh, but it was able to live. So the Gemara is going to digress and talk about Rav Shimon ben Chalafta for a second. Amru Olav al Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. They say about Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Sha'askin bidvarim haya. He was an askin bidvarim. So what does this mean? So it's nicker from what the Gemara is about to say, and for what the Gemara just said what it means. And that is, he used to experiment. He used to experiment. As a matter of fact, that as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, he did an experiment to try to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yehuda hold in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda held in the Mishnah that even though if the feathers of the oif are removed, the oif is still going to be kosher, but in the event the noitza, the down, that's removed, that's like the skin of the oif, then the halacha is it's going to be a problem. So what did Rabbi Shimon Chalaf to do? Lahoitzi mi liboy, shall the great Rabbi Yehuda. Where its down was removed. And he took the tarnagoil, put it into a tanner, and wrapped it in some sort of wrapping that was used by the coppersmiths. The point is, it kept it in a warm environment. And it was able to regrow its wings. And it was even more than what had been previously. And by his experiment, he was able to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. He was an askim bidvar. But the Gemara says, I don't understand how he was able to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. But Dilma Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, Treifa Mashbachas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a Treifa is Mashbachas. So we'll see more about that in tomorrow's stuff. But there is a Shiloh whether a Treifa is Mashbachas, or to the contrary, it's Poiches Vailach. You would think, logically, that an animal that's a Treifa is right? It's dwindling physically. But there is a man that holds that treif mashbachas. Break the Gemara. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds treif mashbachas. He wouldn't be impressed by this experiment. I'm not impressed at all. Maybe treif mashbachas. When it's in Cain, but maybe the mitzvah, would it make sense that it would be mashbachas in the ailment? That doesn't make sense. Meaning, you want to tell me that treif mashbachas in another part of it, I mean, even though it has this ailment, but it's feeling good about itself, it's feeling strong. But you can't tell me if the reya is punctured, the reya gets stronger after it gets the puncture, right? That doesn't make any sense. And being that the way it was mashbachas was in the issue itself, isolates whatever that issue was, wasn't enough to make it a treif. Says, my askim bedvarim. So again, we refer to Rav Shimon Chalachta as an askim bedvarim. We just had two stories here in the world of treif, where Rav Shimon Chalachta is Tarnagoilis and he once did an experiment to try to disprove Rabbi Yehuda, but it sounds like this is a little bigger than just these two stories. So could you tell me a good Maisa Shahaya Kachai, Rav Shimon Chalachta says the Gemara, where you find that he was an askim bedvarim, and the Gemara says something fascinating. Amar Misharshi, Misharshi says, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Lechel Namala, go to the ant, Otzel, you Otzel, right? That's the way you're supposed to read it. Lechel Namala, not the Namala is an Otzel, you lazy, foolish trick. You should go to the Namala. Re'edra Chel Vechakon. Look at the way it goes about its business and become wise. Asha Inlo Kotzen. Shaiter Moshe doesn't have a boss, right? Doesn't have anyone telling him what to do. Yet, talking about Kaitz Lachma, it knows to prepare its bread during the summer. And it knows how to gather in the time of harvesting. Chazal learned from this pasuk that number one, the ant is not lazy, right? So if you're a lazy person and you want to learn the Midas Hazrizis, you can open up the Mesilas Yesharim and learn Midas Hazrizis. You can learn it from Rivka, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, from Avram Avinu. But you can also learn it from the ant. Leich el namala otso. Re'edrachel v'chakom. But there's another thing you see over here, and that is the very erlich. Because if an ant wasn't erlich, then it wouldn't be so nervous about what am I going to eat. You know, what do you mean? I'll figure it out. I'll kill the guy next to me. I'll take his food. And that's what I'm going to eat. So there's a lot of lessons that are learned from this otzel. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon Chalachta said, Ezel echse. I want to see Ivadeh hu d'leslu malko. You know, Shlomo HaMelech said, Asha in lo katzen shoyter o'moshel. I don't know. I want to see for myself. I'm an askim bedvarim. I want to make an experiment. Do they have kings or not? Also, but Kufas Tamas, he went during the summer months. Parsei, Kufas Tamas, right? Dava be'itay matay. Parsei, likli me'yakida d'shum shanoi. And what he did was, is he took his me'il, he saw like a whole area where there were ants, and he put it on top of the namalim, so there should be shade. Not like osachad minay. So again, there's like this ant hole somewhere. One ant comes out, and he sees the shade. And as soon as this guy comes out, astach be simona, he made a little simon, because let's be honest, how are you going to tell the difference between two ants, right? So he goes and he makes a little simon. It's like this, he's going to be able to identify this guy. In the meantime, he sees that ant was all. He goes back into the hole that he came from. Amar lahu, and he notified his friends and he told them, nafotula, there's shade outside. So the ants apparently don't like the scorching sun. But he said, oh, there's a nice shade. Let's come outside. Nafkubasu, mitamu, the whole pamalia, right? Hundreds, thousands of ants are marching out. So what he did was, Rav Shimon Chalachta, he quickly removed the me'il that was causing the shade. Nafal shimsha, all of a sudden there's this scorching sun. So he watched to see how the ants were going to react, because really this ant just really pulled a little prank on his guys, right? So how's this going to go down? So this ant is surrounded by ants on all sides. They're looking at him. Where's the shade exactly? Come again? I don't exactly see no shade, right? So what did they do? Nafla ale. They attacked him. Vekantle. And they killed him. Amar. So Shimon Chalachta said, Shma vino leslu malka. You see from here, raya to Shloima melech. Must be there's no melech. Why? Because he is low. Because if there would be a melech, hammer of the malka, they would have to, you have to hire a lawyer, right? You have to have your day in court. You have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. You get to go give somebody capital punishment. Vice tois les din v'les dayin. And this was their proof. The Gemara says, "Somebody Rav Acha Brei Rav the Rav Ashi." It's Rav Acha Brei Rav. How many times have we had this running chulin? So Rav Acha Brei Rav told Rav Ashi, "I don't understand the grace arrival. Duma Malka Abadai. Maybe they had the king with them. Meaning, maybe the king was there, and the king said, off with his head, kill the ant. Inamin hammered the Malka Abadikiti. Or maybe the king wasn't there, but at the same time, maybe they had permission from the king. Inamin bin Malka the Malka. Maybe they were in between administrations, right? So the previous king." And so right now, they're, you know, there's some sort of runoff ballot vote to try to figure out who the king should be. And by the way, we know from humans that when you're in between administrations, it's not good. Shlaimah said, "There's no king. Machdish can't experiment." Said similar treif. A sign of a treif is shnei masach chaydash. So if an animal can live 12 months, that's a sign that this animal is a. Or if it can't live 12 months, that's a sign that this animal is not a treif. Tais speaks out that that when we work with similar treif, shnei masach chaydash, and some of the other things that we're about to mention in this, in the price that the Gemara is about to bring, it's only when you have a suffix. So, meaning if an animal has a simen treifa, I don't care if it lives you the chaydash or not, chazal. Stating that, in the event that there's a suffix, and now ready, you can clarify vos is. So there's an idea, similar treifa shem also chaydash. If it lives 12 months, in the instance of a suffix treifa, you would assume that this animal's not a treifa. Meis refreit the Gemara, kashven a brisa, simen treifa kol she'eni aledes. If you have a suffix, if an animal's a treifa or not, so a simon of a treif is any lettuce, which means if it's yoyledes, that's a raya that it's not a treif. If you have a suffix treif and you see the animal gets stronger, must be its kosher. Misnavna vayleches biyadurashi treif. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Sned, simon le treif shloishim yoyin. That a treif can't live 30 days. So if it lives 30 days and you have a suffix, it's a raya that it's not a treif. Amrulai, they told Rabbi. There are many treifas that live 2 or 3 years. So what's the meisei? What's the kasha? Once again, the price is dealing with what Rav Huna was dealing with. What's a similar treifa? But the kasha on Rav Huna is, Rav Huna said similar treifa, shnei masa chaydash. There are two shitas in the braisa. One is 30 days, the other is 2 or 3 years. None of them are yud beis chaydash. So the Gemara says, tanoi, it's true, but it really, there's another braisa from Tzimachlikis tanon. Meaning Rav Huna is not like the two shitas in this braisa, but there is a third shita he's like. The tanya going to the braisa, ubigul goylas. In the event that an animal has a skull that was nechsar, it's missing some of it, she'eshba nekev echad aruch, if it has one long crack, or afilu nekavim harbe, or a lot of little ones, mitzarfilim loy makdech. We saw this already, right? So the shear of nekev in the gogoyles is the size of this drill. So in the event that it's one or it's many, the halacha is if it's mitzarf for that year, it's going to be an issue. Amr Rabbi Yisrael ben Amashul, Rabbi Yisrael ben Amashul, Masen, Maisa be'imbol, there was a story in the place, Imbol, be'echot, she'nifchaz ugu galta. There was an issue where somebody was nifch, by the way, we're dealing not with a behemoth, we're dealing with a hollis, right? We're dealing with a human being. So there was a story with a person, she'nifchaz ugu galta, where his gulgailas was nifchaz, v'asulei chiduk shel keruya, and they came up with some sort of, this is like one of these Rav Shimon ben Chalafta experiments, and they took something that was made up of a dalas, it was made up of a dry gourd. They took the skin and they made some sort of bandage of it, v'chaya, and it was able to live. So you see clearly that even though it's nifchaz gulgaltoi kimloi makdeach, that's not necessarily a sign that it's a treifa, right? Why would you say that that's an issue? This all happened during the summer months. But as soon as the winter came, it eventually died. So what do you see from here? This is supposed to be the Tanoi. We're supposed to see from here that there's a shita that a treifa can't live yud beis chaydash. Rashi says like this. You see from here that this chayli of nifchasa gulgoylis is something that could withstand the summer but can't withstand the winter. That's going to be true for many chayli. But there's also machlis that can withstand the winter but can't withstand the summer. The point is, you see from here that some do well in the summer, poor in the winter, some vice versa. The bottom line is, any treif or whatever it is, that's not that shavish or behen is, it's not going to be able to make it to Yud Beis Chodesh, and it's for that reason, we have a shita that holds that the shear is yud beis chaydash. So as much as there's a mandama that says shloishim yoyim, and there's a mandama that says shtayim shalishanim, but Rav Huna said shnei masa chaydash, he had a tana de mesayele. Who's the tana? It's Rav Shimon Elazar in this sugya of the gulgoylish and nechser regarding a halas, who said, it goes both ways. That's the makar to the shita of yud beis chaydash. Either way, the Gemara said, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Halacha treifa yoyledes, the halacha is that a treifa is yoyledes, could have a child, and not just that, umashpachas, and it gets stronger as it gets older. There's some rain on the table, we're going to leave it on the table, and Beis Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow.